You're listening to SBS News.
Coming up, the return to work in the office, what CBD occupancy is like, and we take a closer look at AI shares. This is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Wednesday, the 22nd of November 2023. On Market Day, we'll speak with Junbei Liu from Tribeca Investment Partners. But first, it appears the work-from-home trend is continuing beyond the pandemic, despite a growing number of employers demanding workers spend time in the office. ANZ, for example, has reminded staff they're required to work on-site for 50% of the time, and if they don't, it may affect their bonuses. Still, it would appear people are returning to CBD offices more broadly, but at different speeds. CBRE says while Perth has the highest office occupancy rate, Melbourne is lagging. I spoke earlier with Tom Broderick, CBRE Head of Office and Capital Markets Research. So, Tom, to what extent are people returning to the office?
Yeah, so we've seen a steady improvement nationally so far this year. So our numbers suggest that we're nationally at around 71% of pre-COVID levels in terms of attendance in the office. But there's clearly a discrepancy between cities as well. So what we're finding is smaller markets like Perth and Adelaide are sitting at kind of 85 to 90%, Sydney and Brisbane at 75% and Melbourne at 56%. And there's also a discrepancy between days in the week. So Tuesdays to Thursdays are the busiest, and then we find that Fridays are the quietest.
Don't want to pick on Melbourne, but given that it's 56, it's pretty low compared to the other capitals. Why do you think Melburnians are taking longer to return to their offices in the CBD?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Clearly, the extended lockdowns made work from home more structural in Melbourne. So if you look at the smaller markets that are performing well, they had relatively few lockdowns during the pandemic. So work from home became less structural. Interestingly, we've looked at things like weather. So in the US, there's pretty clear evidence that the colder office markets actually have worse attendance in the office. And we find that in winter, attendance in the office is lower. So maybe that's part of the reason for Melbourne lagging. But Melbourne is improving. I think a positive sign is that it improved from kind of low 40s to mid 50s over the course of the year. That's a similar improvement to Brisbane and Adelaide, just coming off a much lower base.
So what's the benefit to the employer, and the local economy to returning to work in the CBD?
Yeah, I think for employees, particularly younger employees, the biggest benefit is to learn from your colleagues. I think what some large corporates like ANZ have struggled with is kind of that mid-level and senior-level people coming back who can easily work from home and be productive. I guess the benefit for them is that they will be a mentor to these younger colleagues. From an employer's perspective, there's a range of reasons why they want people back. I think they look at productivity, but collaboration. I think they see increased innovation when people are back in the office. And also it's easier to build a corporate culture when you have people in attendance and seeing each other face-to-face.
And what do you think about the local economy side of things? In your report, it was interesting to see that while workers return to the city mostly midweek, they're not on Fridays. And that's typically the time where, I guess, local businesses or bars would want to attract more foot traffic, right?
Yeah, I think clearly the biggest benefit is to the CBD retailers and coffee shops and bars. And we've heard that same feedback as well, that restaurants are seeing decent attendance on Thursdays, but people don't buy as many bottles of wine on Thursdays as Fridays. So that is impacting them. I think the other aspect is that having vibrant CBDs actually helps tourism to that city. And so that's another thing that I think local governments and state governments would think about in terms of the return to office.
So how do you get more people back into the office?
Well, interestingly, I think early on when kind of lockdowns ended and our vaccination rates started to increase, there was this carrot approach from employers. So companies were offering free food or coffee, or they're upgrading the amenity within the office. But certainly we're seeing more examples of the stick approach, which is mandating how many days you have to be back in. And more recently, it's impacting maybe people's bonuses and pay, and it's performance review time at the moment, and that seems to be kind of creeping in as well.
But ultimately, do you think hybrid working is here to stay?
Yeah, I think definitely. I think the leading markets in Australia are a good example. So like Adelaide and Perth, they've kind of stabilised at 85 to 90%. I would suggest that where we land is kind of one day a week on average per employee. That seems to be kind of happy medium there.
That is Tom Broderick there from CBRE.
Now, Market Day on the SBS On The Money podcast.
Well, it's a pretty quiet day on the Australian share market today. The S&P ASX 200 down only 0.07%. For more, I spoke with June Bade Liu from Tribeca Investment Partners.
Look, our market is very much led by the weak US market overnight a little bit weaker tech and the like. So, there's really a little bit directionless. We're seeing weakness across tech companies and then weakness across a bit of commodity as well, especially the lithium.
I think we've also got the Thanksgiving holiday coming up soon in the US, so no surprise it's a bit quiet. But we did get the FOMC meeting minutes released overnight. Did they provide any clarity on the direction of interest rates?
Not at all. What they do is pretty much more or less sitting on the fence, saying, look, we're very much data dependent. If the inflation picks up, then we won't be afraid to put up the rate. But net inflation is falling quite rapidly, so they want to sit on the fence and see how we go. So not really much direction, providing directional interest rate. But what it does say that, based on the current rate of trajectory in terms of the inflation, it's pretty safe to say interest rate is done in terms of increases.
You mentioned tech a few moments ago. Still in the US, there's a closely watched AI-related company called NVIDIA. It posted some numbers. What do you make of it? And what does it say about the whole AI trend?
Look, it's interesting. The result was that it came out after the market, and then in the aftermarket trading, usually it's a good indicator of where the share price might go when the market does open. It's actually up just over 1% for NVIDIA post-result. The result that came through was actually much better than expected. Given this is the hype AI stock, the expectations really hefty. It's very, very high, and they managed to beat that. So they bode really well for that whole AI hype. Now, we all know AI is much a longer term sort of trajectory, and with NVIDIA, it is right in the middle of it. It is going through management changes, we all know, but the result itself is pretty solid.
Any companies of note making news today?
Absolutely. So Helius, that raised money, went into trading halt a few days ago, they raised money at a very steep discount price, 30% discount to the share price, and it was halted for 2 days and just came through today. Share price now went straight down to the issue price, and does suggest that investors don't have much confidence in this company turning around its earnings.
Finally, where do you see the opportunities for investors at the moment?
Healthcare. Healthcare is a place to be. Economic environment slowing. Healthcare provides so much defensive earnings growth for investors.
June Bade Liu there from Tribeca.